Hey, Tim, since we last talked, anything new in the field of anti-gravity?
Absolutely. In fact, there's so much that I was just sitting here with a big sheath of papers trying to figure out which things to present first. If it's okay, I could run through some of the news.
Yeah, give us the highlights of what's been going on.
Well, I guess the first and foremost thing has been, as you know, Richard has the new blog on Enterprise Mission.
Yes.
And that was kind of an inspiration for us to go to a new content management system. So I undertook the task of rebuilding American Anti-Gravity, and so we currently have two websites, actually. It's a little bit painful for the time being, but it's a transition process. So it's still AmericanAntiGravity.com, and we have a whole new look and feel. And what we're trying to do is really focus on the community values for anti-gravity and breakthrough propulsion, focusing on the authors and the inventors and the real genius that resides within the American public, instead of focusing just solely on the technology. So it's kind of a shift. It's more of an author-driven site.
All right.
But we're able to really showcase, I guess, each individual path of research and hopefully correlate them together.
You know, the reason, George, I wanted to do this show, your first Sunday night show, by the way, congratulations.
Well, in a long time.
In a long time, yes. The reason I wanted to do it and bring all these threads together on the night that Discovery is coming home is because if you remember watching 2001, remember that incredible idea that by 2001 we'd have orbiting Hiltons and bases on the moon and flights to the moons of Jupiter and access to space would be so cheap that anybody could go? Where did that all go?
Tell us more, Dave.
Why are we still stuck with this aging, crippling shuttle 1960s type technology?
Old propulsion.
Well, now, you know, it's more than just the propulsion, though. One of the things that I used to work in telecom at AT&T Wireless and, as well as other companies, one of the things that I found was the computer systems for this also tend to be incredibly antiquated. Now, there was a rumor that the astronauts, way back when, were actually taking up 46 laptops with them to help compute trajectories. So I think that it's far more than just the actual nuts and bolts itself. I think it goes to the very core of the design and the systems integration. In the telecom industry, people are almost afraid to touch some of the older equipment. It's almost like if you take the duct tape off it, you might not be able to put it back on. And I suspect that the computer systems, while they are stable and solid in the shuttle, it becomes harder and harder with each passing year.
Okay, but Tim and Richard, I mean, if there is no anti-gravity possibilities in the next, few years? How long is it going to take to do this?
True. That's the myth we want to blow away tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
yes.
quite the contrary. There's such a diversity of research out there. And,
engineering, not just research, not just theory, but actual hardware.
Yeah, it's really quite remarkable. Well, one of the stories that I've been working on this week, if I could run through them really quick,
yep,
on our new website, again, at AmericanAntiGravity.com.
Do it fast.
The first one is I'm doing a story on Chukanov Energy. That's C-H-U-K, I believe it's A-N-O-V, energy.com. And that's kind of interesting because the research involves ball lightning. And so it's kind of related to, it was presented at this Tesla Tech 2005 conference that I just attended. It was a wonderful conference. And they kind of reopened this idea of gas plasmas. And this is something that we've been seeing more and more rumors and research regarding in the anti-gravity community. And then here we are seeing it presumably for use in the free energy community as well. And they were talking about, the fellow's name is Dr. Kirill Chukanov, and he's a Russian immigrant scientist, originally from Bulgaria, and he's talking about 500% efficiency in something that almost looks like one of the old Farnsworth fusers. So I thought it was really interesting to see yet another tie-in to some of these emerging technologies.